Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome in another hour of Doug Steffen's Good Day program. As you probably know, I'm also a farmer, and I love to share information about my farm and how you can benefit from the lessons I've learned and from other successful farm stories as well. So in this hour, I have a special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program to help you with your meal planning, backyard farming, whatever. It's the Good Day Farm Show, the American Family Farmer. Time for the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, an American Family Farmer, working over some of the news this week from the world of family farms. You hear stats all the time, 96% of the farms in America are still owned by families. That's true, but there's a difference between some of the huge contracts that some of the big landowners have with some of the big agribusinesses and the things like I do. I was at an auction this past weekend in New York. I go to auctions a lot, and this time of year they're every weekend somewhere here and there. So I'll try to be either divesting myself of equipment that I don't need or buying things that I do need. And I came across a fella who was in the same sort of business I am, raising Jersey heifers, Jersey replacement heifers, and going back into milking. He is the son of a farmer, actually a grandson of a farmer, started milking cows in this community in New York 100 years ago, and they stopped milking 7 years ago, but he wants to go back into it, so he's going to do it with A2 milk. He says most people don't understand what A2 milk is. He and I do, obviously, and I'm happy to tell the story. Most farmers do as well, but people, as they become more aware or more sophisticated about their choices, say, because they've heard it from somebody else, that the A2 milk is better than the A1 milk. And that's true. It is. Brown cows are A2 and black cows are A1, and the volume from A1 cows is bigger, but the quality is better from A2 cows. Anyway, having said that, I'm looking around at the prospects. Some of the news as we've survived daylight savings time, right? And St. Patrick's Day weekend, so we may be in a festive mood, but there still is reality to deal with here with regard to information that's coming from sources like the Kiplinger newsletter. This is a forecast letter that I look at a couple of times a year. It comes out every week, but it doesn't have the same focus that I want to have in terms of the news for farmers in the farming community, the smaller family farmers. The headline in the Kiplinger letter in the first page that came out last week was a focus on economics, the forecasts for growth among the farming community. Headline reads, "Farmers have another tough year ahead. Farm income expected to decline. Second consecutive year." 2022 was a good year for farming, individual family farms, that sort of thing. At least Kiplinger is predicting farm income will fall by about $40 billion. That's about 25% in nominal dollars of what it is that we are able to garner from our work. Lower cash receipts for crops and livestock. Commodity prices are going down. They did go up in the middle of the pandemic for obvious reasons. Government payments to farmers also be lower for the third consecutive year. How many of you depend or at least have some connection to the government? I choose not to for the most part, but many of you do. So the fact that they're going to cut the assistance, probably not good news for a lot of you. Production expenses go up, again, according to Kiplinger and their research, 4% or $16 billion more to raise crops and animals. So look at it from the point of view of inflation. That's how Kiplinger analyzes it. Interest expense is high. Inflation is easing. But look at things like fertilizer. That's one of the things that Kiplinger looks at here. The costs have fallen down somewhat, but remember how much they went up? When my God, fuel and oil prices up 7%. Who can absorb that? And then there, you know, are other things, the prices, the expenses, the benchmarks, the corn, for example, holding at about $4 a bushel. And that seems to be, well, it was a favorable price at one time for farmers, but not necessarily now. Stockpiles are pretty high. Demand hasn't been enough to absorb all of it. Livestock farmers are cutting the size of their herds. That's one of the reasons that, at least in my neck of the woods, the cost, or that's not the right way, the phraseology is the price that beef on the hoof is bringing is higher than it has been for a number of years. Thus, dairy guys are cutting their herds and selling, because it's more profitable to sell the meat than it is to sell the milk. And that's just a reality of what, again, government influence. Government help is one thing, government influence is another, and government interference is still a third thing when you look at this cog. And that's what's hurt the dairy industry as much as anything else. Plus, these phony baloney, the almond and the soy and the whatever other nuts there are out there, coconuts, they try to convince you that this is milk and it's not. And but they've cut into the value of dairy for any number of reasons. One of the problems that we have, according to Kiplinger, is the supply of beef from Brazil in particular, and that's driving U.S. exports down. The price that we are getting here is down. So the trade deficit will be about $30 billion as the foreign competition comes in and affects and hurts agricultural agricultural reality. And the price of equipment is crazy, and that's why ag equipment dealers say this is going to be a flat year for them. Part of it is of their own doing. If you're selling used equipment, I can speak to this fact. Prices are up. They were down last year. First part of the year last year for used equipment was good. Then it went down as money got tight, especially in the dairy industry, depending on the part of the country that you're in. And now prices are kind of back up again. But think about this. Kiplinger says that prices in the supermarket are 25% higher than they were in January, February, and March of 2020. Wow. There's something to think about. I'll report on that on our foodfarmandfamily.com. We have a blog. We have a download podcast every day in which we focus. This is from the Good Day program that I do, the Good Day Show, Monday through Friday. One of the latest foodfarmandfamily.com episodes is a focus on a company impacted by recalls, cheeses, and how Costco is restricting their food court. That sort of thing is part of what we put out every day for the consumer to understand what's going on, what influences the markets. All right, continuing in a matter of a moment, I want to talk about the political realities in the news. There's lots of discussion of political realities, so we'll get to that in a matter of moments. Right now, let me help you lose some weight. This is a constant theme of this program. One of the sponsors of my shows over the years has been Calitrin. They've led me to help, I think, a lot of people just in giving them the information about a product that gets results and results that last. It's a psychological thing as well as an economic thing as well as a reality thing. And with Calitrin, you can eat what you want. You don't have to cut your carbs. It fits pretty much everybody's lifestyle. It won't take long for you to use the product and see it help you. But it isn't something, it's not overnight by any stretch of the imagination. The people who are at Calitrin that you can use as perhaps a consultant for, you have your questions about how this works, so they'll answer them for you. So do yourself a favor. Go to toploss.com. When you do check out, use the discount code Doug for free shipping and the Daylight Savings Special. Doug Steffen here, calling all
travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
Back again with a focus this time on the political realities and talking about what Kiplinger had to say with regard to farming realities this year. Here's Mitch McConnell, who says we pretty much own rural and small town America, bragging about the Republicans and their control. And he was pretty much right. When you look at some of the data from the Pew Research Center, which is the most, I think, the most reliable research outfit in the country, 59% of rural Americans voted for Republican House candidates last time around. 65% voted for Trump the last time around. 69% generally across the board for Republicans. The Trump thing was 2020, so the last time there was a congressional election, 2022, 69% of people who live in small-town America voted for the Republicans. Is it going to stay that way? Well, the Republicans say it will. I know a lot of people who live in rural America that don't like the system. They don't like the fact that their vote doesn't count because of the Electoral College. You know, there's this back and forth, kind of mirroring the discussion that is taking place around the country in general circles, not just the ag circle. I was in New York. I was mentioning that a few minutes ago over the weekend, and Farmer and I were talking about the abandoned land and the taxes that New York has established on land, and all it does is drive people out of the state. That's political. The Democrats are worse at this. They'll try to tell you that they're better at it, but they both suck, if I can put not too fine a point on it. And that's the flip side of all of this. Republicans have largely abandoned rural areas, and so have the Democrats. And so they talk a good game, but what's good for you in all of this? There's a new book out called White Rural Rage, The Threat to American Democracy. These people say they don't like politics, they don't like politicians, but, you know, they're going to vote still. I think the most striking thing about rural America, whites are in the Republican Party, and blacks, kind of like it is elsewhere, are voting Democratic, but... This is a story that isn't over, but I think it's interesting to see how it is as all the jargon begins as we get into the heat of the political season. Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Here. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer Program. I want to introduce you to Leslie Sykes, who is somebody that is involved in something. She's the founder and CEO of Primary Beans, which is kind of a new direct-to-consumer online dried bean company. I don't think we've ever had somebody who raises beans on this program. So, Leslie Sykes, welcome. Are you a family farm kid? Did you grow up on a farm?
I did not grow up on a farm. I actually grew up in the wholesale fresh produce business, so much more around distribution, logistics, warehousing, et cetera. So, yeah, that's kind of my background.
All right. So what brought you around to your in essence, a farmer, you're a direct-to-consumer bean company. You buy the beans from producers or do you grow them or a little of both?
We partner with farms across North America, in Mexico, in the U.S., and we market their beans. And our whole goal is to really focus on hard-to-find varieties and varieties that are doing interesting for soil health and that have certain nutritional benefits, and then source them directly and offer them to the home cook through a direct-to-consumer model.
What in the world ever gave you the idea? What possessed you to figure out and do this? Well, what in the world? What need did you see?
Yeah, I know. It's a very niche focus.
Yeah, sure is.
Well, you know, I view beans through my, you know, world travels and studying agriculture, food, and the environment. I did a master's degree at Tufts University. I really started viewing beans as the perfect food from a nutritional perspective, a planetary perspective, and a culinary perspective.
There's no denying, at least from the research I've done, Leslie, that beans are extraordinarily good for you. Now, is this across the board, all kinds of beans, or do we have specific beans that are more nutritional than others?
Of course, beans are jam-packed with tons of nutrients and contain lots of protein. I mean, you mentioned not eating meat and relying on them as a protein source and vitamins and minerals. And then there are nuances within beans, and there's some really interesting research going out to focus on things like iron bioavailability, particularly in yellow beans. And so our goal is to really highlight some interesting work that breeders are doing, too, around nutrition.
In terms of the family farmer, people growing corn and beans. Are these the kind of beans? I'm going to ask you this because there are people that listen to this program who are not farmers. So can you explain the difference between the various types of beans, how they're grown, where they're grown?
Absolutely, yeah. So we're working with farms across North America, as I mentioned, and different areas in the States and Mexico are kind of really good growing regions for certain types of beans. So, for example, we work with a farm who grows chickpeas organically in Montana, and then common beans, which are kind of the other beans that most people are familiar with, are really grown a lot of different places and have immense benefits, of course, for soil health and, you know, for use in crop rotations. And so our goal there is to really work with farms who have the setup to grow some interesting varieties, maybe not at the scale that the traditional commodity supply chain would warrant.
But we don't want that, right? Don't we?
Right,
isn't
exactly.
It better? I mean, I don't want that. I'd rather see somebody maybe 100 acres of these things. And I guess I would think about the regional aspect. Did you grow up in a culture where lots of beans were served? It was a primary part of the food chain for you?
Yes, I'm glad you asked. I grew up on a border town in Arizona, and like any border town kids, I mean, northern Mexican food was a huge part of my upbringing. So my sister, who's also a co-founder, and I grew up in an area where we ate beans regularly. I mean, I think a bean burrito in a really high-quality flour tortilla was my absolute favorite kid food. And, you know, you just kind of think about that and starting early and how now beans are, you know, a big part of how I eat.
All right. Let's talk about some of the ways that we just for fun have some cooking instruction as we continue here on this week's American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Six charges against former President Trump and other defendants in the Georgia election interference case have been dropped. Georgia Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee dismissed charges related to solicitation of violation of oath by a public officer while keeping the remaining 41-count indictment intact. Lawyers representing a Boeing whistleblower whose death was determined to be from a self-inflicted gunshot wound over the weekend are urging authorities to conduct a more thorough investigation. 62-year-old John Barnett was found dead outside a hotel Hotel in Charleston, South Carolina. In a statement, Barnett's attorneys emphasized that they saw no signs suggesting he would take his own life. Don Lemon announced that his contract with Elon Musk for a new show on X is terminated. Lemon mentioned in a statement on X that Musk canceled the deal just hours after their interview, expressing displeasure with it. Lemon also promised to share more details about the situation in a separate video. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Four past the hour now, you're listening to Doug Steffens Good Day. Let's get back to this special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program. It'll help you with ideas for your eating, your meal planning, and if you want to have a garden, we got all the info here. Plus, how to be a successful farmer. That's all part of the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffens with a very optimistic look into a, and this is another example of great creativity, how you can make a business out of most anything. Who would have thought you can make this kind of business out of beans? PrimaryBeans.com is Leslie Sykes' website. You can see how she's helping people grow and cook. So you have various things here. The people who come, you have more people, I would bet, learning how to cook the beans than buying them from you, or is that not true?
if you look at the data, we see a lot of people that end up on our cooking guide because we kind of break it down step by step. And like I said, cooking beans, is people have opinions about how to cook them. And, you know, this idea that you have to add salt at a certain time is really simply not true. And there's a lot of cooking authorities coming out saying you don't actually have to pre-soak your beans if you have a relatively fresh source of beans, too. And so it causes people to just be intimidated by beans, and it's not really intimidating. You know, you can kind of choose what you'd like to do in terms of cooking them.
I like Boston baked beans. I don't even know where they're grown. I like lentil beans. I fiddle around with some other sorts of beans because they're pretty. I'm alone. I live alone, and I want to cook fast, eat fast, and get on to the next thing. So this, for me, is a practical way of looking at nutrition. I'm sure that that's anathema to some people who want to take the long road here and try to convince you that you can cook all sorts of amazing things. Well, I think what I'm doing by telling you the story is demonstrating the ease in which you can cook beans, and then you can use them for all kinds of things. You want to, you know, mix it up, then you can. I just am a straight bean eater. Maybe that's boring, but that's what I am.
Yeah.
Well, the nutrition, and I don't even know. I mean, I don't pay much attention. Sometimes I put ketchup in the beans as I'm cooking them. I don't know if that's is that something that's good for all beans, or is that just certain kinds of beans?
Well, I think when you look at kind of the tradition around baked beans, ketchup is definitely a, you know, a kind of a typical ingredient that you would see in them. But I think, you know, it would. The great thing about beans is that they're interchangeable, but they do offer unique flavors and textures too. So, you know, you could take one of our beans from Mexico that are pretty niche, like ayocote morado, and experiment with baked beans and add ketchup there and see what it does.
Mm-hmm. You have a sort of a system where you prepare beans. People can buy them already to cook, because there's some work. What's the best way to get the best value out of the, I'm talking about, I'm not talking about money, but I suppose we could ask that question, the value nutritionally out of beans. What beans are the most nutritional?
Oh, I mean, I couldn't choose anyone. They're all very nutritious. And like I said, there are some nuances between the varieties in terms of certain minerals and things like that, and even fiber content. But, you know, I would think of beans as extremely high in fiber, extremely high in protein, and extremely high in nutrients.
Mm-hmm. And given that, how hard are they to grow? How do people, when they come in, let's say I'm a family farmer and I want to try growing some beans, do I have to be in a certain part of the country for a certain type of bean? I got 10 acres. What do I plant on 10, 20, 30 acres of ground if I'm a farmer to start?
Well, the common bean can really be grown a lot of places, and that's what's great about it. There are certain areas that are really trying to build up production for soil health benefits and to bring those in as a crop rotation. I think the biggest thing for me when finding farm partners to work with is, you know, if you think about the kind of the typical supply chain and the infrastructure in place, it's all really built around volume. And so as a new company, you know, trying to kind of test out new varieties and collaborate with bean breeders, that was really the bottleneck, was the farming and cleaning equipment and finding people that, you know, kind of had the setup to help support this supply chain that we were trying to build.
So is a chickpea a bean?
It is. Yes, it is a bean.
Really?
If you look at the pod, it looks quite different because it wraps around a single chickpea. But yes, it is a bean. And we source our chickpeas from Montana.
Is a pea a bean? A regular pea?
A pea is a legume.
All right. So, isn't a bean a legume?
Correct.
So, members of the same family, sort of?
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they all offer those nitrogen fixation benefits.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the things about growing green. I like to throw the nitrogen is probably the most important element many elements are important. But in the soil, what we have done with the commercial farming, the huge agribusinesses are leaching all of the nitrogen out of the soil. So that's why they have to sort of supplement with it. And there are plants like this. Barley is another one. Buckwheat that are fabulous in terms of what they add. Even oats and you know, that sort of thing, when plowed into the ground, help the value, the nutritional value of the soil. Isn't that true?
Absolutely, yeah. When you look at, you know, healthy crop rotations, there's so many benefits, not only to boosting soil, but creating a diverse landscape for animals and insects, you know, improving disease resistance, and even increasing productivity.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so then the $64 question here is, where do you get your seeds? Because we know that Monsanto and ChemChina and ADM, there are four or five companies that want to control all the seeds, not only in our country, but all around the world. So how do you protect the authenticity of the beans that you get for people to grow, because those companies are not going to be authentic or worried about anything except themselves? So how do you get the farmers to procure the best beans without having to go through some of these huge companies?
That is a great question, and that turned out to be our biggest challenge and bottleneck as we were getting started. So our initial offerings are all kind of based on what I could find in the way of seed. And that actually led me to collaborate with the bean breeding community and kind of build that out, who then in turn connected me with other farms that they kind of knew in their networks. But yeah, so seed, so when you think about beans, the term heirloom is pretty popular to describe a certain bean, you know, kind of class. And yeah. So heirlooms could be, you know, where a farm actually saves these seeds from year to year. So that's definitely one scenario.
That wouldn't work if you were buying seeds from Monsanto. They'd sue you if you did that. Hold on a second. Let's see. We've got more to cover. I want to get into this a little bit more if we can. Leslie Sykes is here from Primary Beans. You'll find her and the info we're talking about outlined wonderfully well at primarybeans.com. Elizabeth Miller is here. She knows all about losing weight for sure. She knows how Calitrin works. And because we are in the President's time, if you will, President's Day, President's Week, President's Month, the folks at Calitrin are having what's called a President's Day 90-day meltdown. So how do people take advantage? There are other products. Calitrin is the one we know the best because it works in a fabulous way, helps millions of people, literally millions of people around the country and around the world. What's the scoop here, Elizabeth?
This is so exciting because it does contain other products in it. So Calitrin works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. It's revving up your metabolism all over. It's also repairing joint pain. It's also helping with sleep and energy levels, all around just working to rev up your metabolism.
By the way, this meltdown package is available now. Normal price is close to $400. You can buy it right now at $225 by going to toploss.com. Back to, I'm going to call you a plant scientist because it sounds to me like you are. Leslie Sykes with Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer. Okay, so we're down to the nitty-gritty of where you get the seeds. The people who are trying to control the seed industry in the entire world have sued lots of farmers, lots of folks for doing what we were just talking about. That is what we would do naturally. I certainly have done it over the years. Take seeds from the plants that you've grown this year and plant them next year. So how's that working out for you in terms of finding varieties? Can you create new varieties? Are you helping people to do that?
Absolutely. And farms have played a very important role in creating new varieties and doing their own breeding work. When we think about breeding, we think about, you know, more scientists kind of performing this work in field trials. But but yeah, we're working with a fabulous farm in Southern California who has been saving seeds for years, have traveled around the world and really created some of his own varieties through crossing and selecting as well.
Mm-hmm. And so, I'm sure Monsanto is looking around trying to buy them out or push them out. Where else do you have on your website, primarybeans.com, a place, a resource or resources as to where to get these heirloom seeds that you're talking about?
I would ask people to contact me directly. We don't yet have resources on that specifically, but the great thing about beans is each bean is a seed as well. So
yes,
you could potentially buy our beans and then plant them and have your own crop.
Can you go to the store and buy beans and plant them? Sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. I mean,
right.
I'm talking about beans to eat. Can you just plant them?
Theoretically, yes, you can.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at, looks like, I'm looking at a picture of what looks like a bean pizza. Is that, what am I looking at here? This is very, and then these beans, there's an interesting bean with, I could see mashed potatoes. See, I like to mix my foods together. I'd love mm-hmm. to see some of these, what is it, bean tartine I see here, chickpeas and stuff. Mix that with a good mashed potato or baked potato, it looks yummy. I'm getting awesome. Hungry yeah. looking at it, yeah. Right. Your sister, you said, created these recipes, is that true?
My sister, yes, she did help create the recipes, and she's our creative director. So she's a designer and kind of helps with the overall aesthetics.
You have pictures also of what I refer to as Brazilian corn. That is, it's actually cow corn, silage corn that has turned different colors. How does that equate in the bean business?
It doesn't really. When you think about corn and beans, though, and the traditional kind of intercropping system that some small-scale farms in Mexico and all over the world rely on, beans and corn really are really grown symbiotically together. Mm-hmm. And so I think our goal there was just to highlight kind of that production system and the fact that anyone can play a role in and breeding.
Can people go, we only have a minute or so left. If we go to primarybeans.com, can we actually order some of the seeds that we're talking about, or you just tell people where to go? And the delivering product, is that what you do in part or not?
Right. Yeah, we're not really in the seed sale business, but so we're marketing beans that home cooks can then use and cook with. But like mm-hmm. I said, theoretically, you could plant our beans and they'd be seed. And if anyone wants to email me directly, I'm happy to kind of explore seeds with them. You can email us at hello@primarybeans.com.
Or Leslie@primarybeans.com.
That's right.
Good to have you here. This sounds like it's fun. I like to have people hear stories from people who've done different things. There's a whole write-up on Leslie in one of the farm magazines. I forget where I saw this, frankly. I think it was Modern Farmer. Yeah, Modern Farmer. So check that out as well. Leslie, continued success. You and your sister, great idea. Very unique, very novel. PrimaryBeans.com is their website. Doug Steffen here on this week's American Family Farmer Show. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury.
Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. 53 past the hour. We've had good conversation. I've been talking about the fact that we moved into almost spring. We're getting there. I was looking at, and this time of year, there are a lot of farm shows taking place. You know, like in the fall, we have all of the the various county fairs and statewide fairs and the Eastern, the expositions and all that stuff. I was thinking about Eastern states. But this time of year, many of the states have their own farm show so that the manufacturers can highlight their product and there can be a discussion of issues and how you're handling the issues. One of the things that I've noticed in looking at the surveys that are done at these farm shows, if you will, the booths at the farm shows, people were asked for their top priorities for this year. The answers ran the gamut from surviving to looking for ways to diversify their farm. I've seen that happen a whole lot here in the Northeast. Number one goal, improved profitability. That doesn't take any heavy lifting. The folks who are going to these shows have a sense that if they survive, they're being successful. What a terrible way to approach something. Think about this for a second. So what's going on? Pew Research has asked a lot of people to describe farmers, to describe in one sentence their personal or their farm goals. So here's the one lady who's in New York State said the goal for the year was to survive the price of corn. Here's a guy from Pennsylvania who says he wants to finally start a real family farm. That's what his goal is. Here's another fellow named Donald who said he's not a big fan of solar power. His goal, however, is to preserve the acres from being ruined by solar farms that are all around him where he is. I'm doing some solar on my farm. I'm not going to ruin the farm. I'm going to use about 3 or 4 acres, but it's a way of having an income that is higher than what we would get from using that particular land for grazing cattle. Let's see here. This lady named Heaven Barnes says that she's researching opening a farm store to diversify her farm. Here's a fellow who wants to beat the system. I don't know what that, how does he, what's he going to do that? Here's a transition discussion by Earl Moyer, who says he wrote on his form he wanted to watch his grandchildren take over the farm. There are a number of answers like that, this transitioning to the younger generations of farmers. So there's one guy who's got a farm 7 generations, so that thread picked up. Then there's, let's see here, a lady named Ashley Youngers who has several goals for her farm this year. A profitable farm would be good, happy employees would be good, and good people using our products would be good. That's a thoughtful answer. That's cool. Here's somebody who needs some help. He wants to find somebody who isn't afraid to work. Hello. Here's a lady from Massachusetts who has 2 goals, better pasture management and to stop overgrazing. That's a problem that all of us have. I have 96 acres of pasture on my farm, and I don't do as good a job as I would like to because there's a lot of invasive species that are coming onto the land that I'm trying to find ways to get rid of. This guy says he's hoping, the fellow from Brooklyn, Connecticut, the ability to farm with smaller government and less interference. Yeah, man. We're all for that. And there are a few. Here's a guy from Pennsylvania who's just moving out of farming. Here's a guy, Scottsdale, Arizona, who wants to be happy. I think life as a farmer is, I'm very happy. It's not great. Profitability is not good for making money, but it's a great way to, for me, to be grounded, frankly. Here's a lady who's starting a farm, wants to communicate effectively with her customers. There's a guy that wants to, from Ohio, he just wants to stay alive. Here's a guy from Canada who wrote they want their farms to stay afloat. A lot of that, the satisfaction of farming. I want to expand my farm. Here's a guy from Indiana. Here's a guy from Sydney, Australia. As one word, he wants his family to enjoy being on the farm. So a lot of people talk about expanding, but I thought you'd appreciate, and I certainly did, reading some of these comments. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer, 59 past the hour.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.